Well, everybody, welcome back to part two of that classic rock show. Today we are playing songs that our listeners have requested. And the first one of part two is a song that created a great memory at a New Year's Eve party for Matthew Edwards of Elgin. He said it made his night. That's all he wrote. This song made my night.
Wonder what that means.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask. So from 1977, here is Back in the Saddle Again by Aerosmith. Enjoy the memory, Matthew.
Wow.
Rock and roll, baby.
Whoa, I don't know how to top that one, but we're going to. Our next request most certainly comes from someone in the teaching profession because we're talking about Alice Cooper's School's Out. It was released in 1972, and it appears on the album of the same name. Alice once said that one of the greatest 3 minutes in one's life are those minutes on the final day of school prior to summer break, just waiting for that bell to ring. And I think everyone agrees.
Yeah, I used to play that song every day on the last day of school for my kids. I'd blare it.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just kind of throwing it in because it sounded good.
No, that's true.
Oh, okay. So, to you, Andy Marks of Chicago Heights, no more teachers' dirty looks. Let's play Alice Cooper's School's Out.
Good song.
Yeah.
Mark, if you want to know more about Alice Cooper, watch the documentary called Supermensch.
Oh,
excellent.
I saw it and it was outstanding. I recommend that to everyone. It's on streaming on cable somewhere.
Yeah, everyone watch that.
Yeah.
Anyway, our next song request comes from Thomas Glenn of Algonquin. And he said in his email that his favorite band of all time is The Animals. He didn't pick any particular song. So I chose House of the Rising Sun for him. It's a traditional song with the arrangement by the keyboard player Alan Price, and Eric Burden delivers a very soulful vocal. And Mark, did you know that the studio recording was done in one take?
I did not know that.
You did not know that. So here it is, House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call God, I know I'm one.
know, Jim, I just want to say something. This was the song. I was playing piano at the age of 8, but when I heard the organ on this song, I said to my folks, I got to transition. The piano can't do this stuff. It just had such an effect on me.
Yeah, Alan Price was amazing. And, of course, Eric Burdon, I love him.
Anyway,
you're listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7.
Our next song was this band's first number one hit in the U.S., and after staying number one for 7 weeks, it was knocked off the mountain by the band's second number one hit. Jim, what was that hit?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think it was She Loves You, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. That band was the Beatles, and that first number one hit was I Wanna Hold Your Hand, woo, released in 1963. The title sounds so quaint today, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, but the song launched the British invasion and Beatlemania. So for Gina Erickson of Carpentersville, move some furniture, Gina, and get ready to do the twist, the jerk, the swim, the watusi, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand when I say that something.
Jim, let go of my hand, please.
I will.
All right.
You think that band will make it big?
No.
No? I hope they have more songs in the future. They're really good. Well, next song is a blues song, probably my favorite genre of music. And the great B.B. King released The Thrill Is Gone late in 1969. His version of the song is regarded as one of the top 200 songs in rock history, according to Rolling Stone. And it's my favorite blues song of all time. So thank you, Patrick Johnson from Altadena, California. Wow, we have a California listener. Wow, that's pretty cool. For his request of The Thrill Is Gone by the great B.B. King.
You know you done me wrong, baby, and you'll be
I think I can speak for both of us. When it comes to our wives, the thrill is not gone.
Okay. No, it is not.
Well, one more song to go, and it's for Preston Lawrence of Schaumburg. Hey, wait a minute. You know what? Don't we have any listeners from my neck of the woods, like Libertyville, Lake Forest, Glenview?
No one wrote in, sorry.
Lincolnshire? Oh, okay. In 1977, Preston had front row seats at a Led Zeppelin concert, and it remains his favorite concert ever. So, Preston, let's relive those joyous moments with Led Zeppelin's folksy rocker Over the Hills and Far Away from the 1973 album Houses of the Holy. I want to thank all our listeners for sharing their favorite songs with us. Please join us on 101.5 FM every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. or Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Or you can listen to our recorded shows anytime on the station's website at huntleyradio.com. You can also find us on Facebook.
And our book, Classic Rock Photographs from Yesterday and Today, is available on the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum website gift page or my webpage at jimsamariaphoto.com.
And by the way, our book is part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Library and Archives collection, used for research, education, and the preservation of rock and roll history. To view Jim's classic rock photography, go to his aforementioned website. You've been listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM, and on demand anywhere in the world where there's a Wi-Fi signal.
Yep. So thanks for listening, and please send in your request. We'll do another show on this. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.